Kansas doesn't have an ocean or any mountains. People who aren't from here might question why nature lovers would ever want to visit. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner travels to Council Grove to provide an answer.
In Council Grove's Alagawahu Park, which sits next to Flint Hills Trail State Park, crickets and occasional songbirds call out. Gentle breezes rustle leaves as summer eases into fall, and nature splashes her color on goldenrod, sumac, Queen Anne's lace in the midst of big blue stem and Indian grasses. It's a place where Scott Allen comes to ride his bike. Allen is a Council Grove resident and longtime supporter and board member of the Flint Hills Trail.
There's the hills. You've got some beautiful bridges. There's a bridge just a few miles down from here that crosses Rock Creek. It's about 400 feet long, and it's got a really nice curve in it. And the creek always has water in it. It's just a beautiful, serene area where you can just sit and relax. And one side has a lot of canopy of trees on it. And well, actually both sides do. But as you leave that bridge and you're coming out of the valley of the Rock Creek, that's when you enter the beautiful part of the Flint Hills.
Allen's favorite part of the trail, his slice of heaven, if you will, is between Council Grove and Bouchong. Listen to him describe it.
You get out on the trail, and you're doing one of two things. You're either cutting through one of the hills, and these cuts come really close to the trail, so it's right up close to you, or you're coming out of a cut, and you're looking out over the Flint Hills. And you can see for miles and miles, and there's no signs of human activity. No farmhouses, no roads, nothing. It's just the beautiful Flint Hills. In fact, I think it's the most isolated you can get in the Flint Hills without permission.
The Flint Hills Trail State Park is currently 96 miles from Osawatomie to Council Grove. Next year, plans are to extend the trail to Harrington, making it 118 miles from start to finish and linking 11 towns across the journey. Last month, the Kansas Trail was voted into the National Rails to Trails Conservancy's Hall of Fame. Only three trails were nominated, one in Utah, the other in Florida. 80% of the votes were cast for the Flint Hills Trail, according to a news release from the Rails to Trails Conservancy. It's a place to get away from the crowds and bask in the glory of the Flint Hills.
This trail is uniquely beautiful. This trail is the Flint Hills. It's just so serene. And for me, the Flint Hills are home.
A place, perhaps, to shed the fears and concerns of a troubled society and simply let nature calm you. For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Luann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about the Flint Hills Trail at KMUW.org.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.